We have with us Coach Dusty Ragland of the Van Buren County cross country team. Coach Ragland, how's it going today?
It's going pretty good. We just finished our first week of in-person school, so we're all pretty wore out and tired.
I mean, is that something you ever thought you would be saying, your first week of in-person school? What a just difficult and strange time we've been a part of here the past 6 months.
Yes, it has been extremely bizarre. Most teachers did not sign up to do virtual and in-person. We're very personal people, and we like kids, and we like the interaction and stuff. So it's been extremely just weird.
Yeah, to say the least, it's weird in really every aspect of life. But considering COVID and everything that's gone on, just as a cross-country coach, how's that affected what you guys do when you're able to start? Do you feel like you're a little behind on pace to start the season here coming up next week?
Our tryouts were postponed until June, so I felt like I missed those last weeks of May to kind of get with the kids and talk to them about self-training and stuff. And then we were only allowed to have so many at tryouts, so I wasn't able to have my older runners there to look at the new runners and help them and guide them with tryouts. And we kind of got a late start. I think we started practicing about the third week of June, and we had one practice, and then, of course, we went into dead week. And then, you know, we had July, and the weather's been crazy the last week and a half. It's either been the heat index has been too high or it's been storming. So I've had to actually cancel some practices because they don't really want us inside practicing because of the social distancing and other teams actually being, you know, inside practicing too. So I've had to give up some field time and some practice time. So we're going into our first race next Saturday, and I do not feel prepared. I feel like I've let the runners down, and I don't have them prepared. So we're hoping next week it's going to stay dry and not too hot, and we're going to hit the field, and we're just going to train hard all week.
You're saying you don't feel like you have them prepared, and it's really everything's been out of your control. Is this something, though, that early on, you know, you can – I'm not saying accept it or be okay with it, but that you're just with the understanding of where you are and that you can build as the season goes, that you don't have to be ready, meet one, to be at your peak in your tip-top shape?
Oh, absolutely. The whole season, we are training for regionals the whole season. So every race we go to, and I tell my athletes this, I don't care where you place. As long as at this race you did better than you did at the last race, you know, that you got your breathing in sync and you got your pace down and you finished hard and you saved what you needed to save till that last few meters that, you know, to get across the finish line. But, yeah, our whole season is training for regionals. We get to regionals, that's where absolutely everything matters. You lay it all out on the field at regionals because state's where we want to be.
And speaking of getting to regionals and getting to state, your daughter Chloe qualified for state last year, finished 57th, which is phenomenal. And then Maddie Young, as an eighth grader, finished 84th in the state. And from the eighth graders, I think she was the third ranked eighth grader in the state right there. So what do you think about them two, and where are they, as they're probably two of your stronger runners?
Maddie didn't come back this year. She opted to play volleyball. And since our seasons overlap, they can't do both sports. So
right.
Chloe did come back. Chloe's one of those athletes that it doesn't matter what sport she's playing. She's giving it absolutely 150%. She's giving it her all. She trains all throughout the year. We work really hard with her on strength in the off season and building her legs and building her upper body and her core. And she runs a little bit in the off season, but she does more physical strength building than anything. She's excited. This is her last year. She came in as an eighth grader, and she ran great her eighth grade year. Her ninth grade and 10th grade year, she was injured and couldn't run. And she came back strong last year and placed and got to go to state. And this year, she's just super excited. We're holding our breath, just praying that we can get through cross country season and this COVID's not going to shut us down. You know, and I have some eighth grade boys that are coming up this year. I have two, and one of them, he's already running with my top boys that are in the 11th grade and the 10th grade. And I have another eighth grader that he just keeps improving every week. So I'm really hopeful for this season for all of them.
Outside of Chloe, what other seniors do you have, and who else on that team are you really excited about? And again, I know we're all just crossing our fingers, hoping we can get as many matches and meets and games and anything we can in and to play sports as long as we can.
Chloe's my only senior this year. I have two juniors. I have Matthew Gooden and Jaden Walling, and I have two sophomores. I have Michael Gooden and Nick Goff, and then I have two eighth graders, Jed Mooneyham and Dallin Grissom. And my older boys that have been running for a while, Matthew was injured last year. He could have made it to state, but he rolled his ankle early in the season at a race, and we just never could get him back to full 100%. I told him, I said, you know, any training that you do this summer, you don't need to run. You need to be riding a bike, swimming, weight training, things like that. Let's get your ankle healed up and get you prepared for next season. And he came in practice already strong. And so I'm really excited. I think he's going to push himself and get to state this year. My other junior, Jaden, he had a year of injury a couple of years ago. Last year was kind of a building year for him, and he's really pushing himself this year. So I expect that he's going to be right up there at the top. And my younger athletes, they look up to these older guys, and they look up to Chloe, and they want to train hard, and they want to beat them when we're practicing, because being beat by a girl is not where you most boys don't want to be beat by a girl. So these boys are training hard to catch her. And so I'm really looking towards my older athletes, the ones I've had for a while, to really push these younger ones to come on. And I think they'll do it. They're very, very close together. They're close-knit. They bonded really quick right away. Even with my younger athletes, they just kind of embraced them and brought them in, and they've bonded. And that's one good thing I can always say about my team, is there has not been a year that I've coached that I've not had a really good, strong, bonded team. They love each other. They talk to each other. They encourage each other, and they push each other.
Well, Coach Ragland, thank you so much for giving us some time today. We appreciate the partnership we have with you guys and how great y'all are to work with. And we just look forward to getting to cover you guys this fall as long as we can. Hopefully we get to cover it all the way through. And I just look forward to being a small part of that the Buren County cross-country team.
Absolutely. And we appreciate you guys too, Justin. This has been great. It's been great exposure for our kids, and the parents love it. The community loves it. And I really want to just thank you so much for, you know, reaching out to us.
Well, perfect. Yeah, we'll give you a call here in the next 2 or 3 weeks, maybe a little more than that, just to keep some updates going on how you guys are doing.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
See you, Coach.